Coal mining in Appalachia has been in the news during the past week, first for the worst American mining disaster in the past quarter century, in which 25 miners died as the result of an explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine in Montcoal, a non-union mining operation in Raleigh County, West Virginia. As of April 6th, four miners remained unaccounted for. A few days earlier, an important ruling from the Obama administration's Environmental Protection Agency was announced strictly limiting, under the Clean Water Act, new permits allowing coal companies to carry out so-called mountaintop removal, or MTR, in which the tops of ridges are blown apart to get to the thin seams of coal within. Environmental groups and some local citizens have strongly opposed this mining practice for the destruction of waterways caused by the dumping of tons of rocks and earth into valley streams below. The Obama EPA ruling affects only new permits, not existing ones. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Justin Maxson, director of the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, or MACED, based in Berea, Kentucky. The group provides loans and technical assistance to low-income residents of central and southern Appalachia to create economic alternatives to coal extraction jobs, including underground and surface mining, as well as mountaintop removal. Maxson comments on the mining disaster in West Virginia and the future of coal mining, which has national implications, since coal is burned to produce almost half the electricity used in the U.S.
This is an important moment in time where there's real opportunity to move from what in essence has been the old coal-based economy to a new future in Appalachia, an economic one and an environmental one. And the moment is defined by a few key things. One is this national interest in clean energy policy, well, obviously not as strong as it was a year ago, or at least politically more complicated. Clearly federal interest in clean energy will make a big difference. We've obviously seen in the stimulus package a lot of money go into energy efficiency and renewable energy. There's this interest potentially in some form of a mandatory carbon legislation. And obviously the EPA's work around mountaintop removal, that issue has really become a national issue in their recent rules related to permitting. So there's this momentum related to national energy policy that's part of this environment. Two, there's a reality that we're in a declining coal economy in central Appalachia. So after World War II, there were like 450,000 jobs in the coal mines in the central Appalachian states. And today, they're between 40 and 50,000. And that's just a huge decline. Mechanization really helped drop the number of jobs due to coal in the region, and the Energy Information Administration, part of the Department of Energy, does projections on mineable coal. And in central Appalachia, they think there's only between 20 to 30 years of economically viable coal to be extracted. So we've got national interest in clean energy policy and the reality of a declining coal economy in the region. And there's this growing reality of the true cost of coal that folks are beginning to understand within the region and without. Coal's never brought a prosperity to the region, that there's an economic cost. There are clearly environmental costs of coal extraction to the region in terms of streams and ecological diversity. And obviously there are huge human health impacts. So national energy policy, declining coal economy, a recognition of the true cost, all of these things are coming together at a time to help hopefully invigorate this opportunity for the region to move from this old coal economy to a new one.
Justin Maxson, can you give us just one example of the kind of jobs your organization supports?
In Southwest Virginia, there's an organization called Appalachian Sustainable Development, and they, for, again, about the last 15 years, have run two efforts, one a sustainable forestry effort and one a sustainable agriculture effort, where they have a network of about 65 growers, and they've built a packing, a grading house where they collect the produce, they wash it, they grade it, and they are in 400 stores in the Southeast. And this is all organic produce, good for the land, that also returns more income to the grower. And then I think there are many new opportunities. Energy efficiency is an incredible opportunity. Folks in Kentucky who own homes use 24% more energy on average than the rest of the country. So that's a huge economic opportunity to promote energy efficiency where there's economic savings to the homeowner, where the home is worth more after a retrofit, and then there are all the jobs necessary to do the retrofits, plus every kilowatt you save in the house means a kilowatt you don't have to put in a coal-fired power plant.
You know, it may take a while for these jobs that are alternatives to coal to add up, but I think it's important to remember that, like you said, the number of coal jobs has dropped precipitously over the last half century or more. I was surprised to learn from the West Virginia Department of Labor that currently mining jobs comprise just 2% of the jobs in that state. And now they're mostly non-union jobs with declining wages and benefits and health and safety protections. And I think we can't end this interview, which was set up before the Raleigh County, West Virginia mining disaster, without talking about that. It happened at a Massey Energy mine, which was a non-union mine. I stayed in Raleigh County for a week last fall reporting on mountaintop removal, and I drove by that mine site several times. I was really horrified, you know, to learn of the loss of life. But the next thing I thought was that maybe coal companies will use this underground mining disaster to promote even more their above-ground operations, including MTR.
It is just a horrible, horrible tragedy, and I feel incredibly for the families that have lost loved ones, and just, you know, many coal miners make incredible sacrifices to help power this country, and it's just a horrific thing. And it's a bigger issue about how do we change the nature of our energy economy, not how do we address the dangers of deep mining as opposed to mountaintop removal. Clearly, mountaintop removal has other, many, many other challenges that just aren't talked about when the upsides of it are talked about. So I will be, and I think most of the public would be outraged if this horrible tragedy is used as an excuse to promote blowing off the tops of mountains.
That was Justin Maxson, director of the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development. Contact the group at area code 859-986-2373 or visit their website at maced.org.